Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sometimes the word 13 and seconds is used in the same paragraph. Maggie gets very angry.
Kicker's missing 46 yarders. It happens. Gets
a flash. Is that Scott Norwood? Oh. Can I ask a Bills question?
Sure.
Would you rather lose that way, the Norwood missed field goal, or lose 52-17 to the Cowboys? Which is the preferable way to go down?
Thank you.
I'm genuinely curious.
I'm sure you are genuinely curious.
Because I remember when my Eagles played for a decade.
Yeah. And you waited until right now to ask me that question.
Well, I just, thinking back to the Eagles Patriots, I didn't get to experience that. So I want to know what it's like as a fan.
I mean, Eagles Patriots the first time. What's it like when your quarterback pukes in the huddle?
Yeah.
What is that like? Perloff got me better.
No, I know, but it still stopped me in my tracks. Trying to come with a comeback. I'm about to cry.
Here are Maggie and Perloff.
Wow. Almost had another upset in the NCAA tournament, but third seeded Xavier hangs on against Kennesaw State. And that was a close one, particularly for me, because I have Xavier in the championship game, losing to Alabama. So I sweat that out. Hello, welcome to Maggie and Perloff. So glad to have you. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy second day of the NCAA tournament on the men's side day. Got a lot going on here, Perloff.
Yeah, I was really depressed about my bracket, but now I think I'm more depressed about your bracket. Because
I have
Houston, and Marcus Sasser sat out the second half yesterday for Houston, which makes me nervous.
Yep.
But Xavier, that did not look like a team that is destined to go all the way. Right
there. No. That was close.
Sometimes you have to look at history. You can overcome an early loss like that and turn it around.
Now, well, not a loss, but an early close one.
An early close game. Also, Alabama, with Brandon Miller maybe being hurt too, I don't feel great about them. I have them going far as well.
Yep.
It's just this whole tournament, and based on yesterday watching Princeton, Arizona, watching even last night Houston against Northern Kentucky, whoever that is.
Yeah, you were like surprised. Northern Kentucky looked like a Power 5 team.
To me, and maybe I say this every year, but all the lower seeds or the underdogs look just as good as the favorites. There does not seem to be a big separation between mid-major and major right now.
No, I mean, Kennesaw State, they looked massive. they gave Xavier all they could handle. Right now, we got Baylor and UC Santa Barbara, obviously a big Jim Rome favorite. They are under 10 minutes left to go, and Baylor holding a 7-point lead. We'll keep you updated on all that stuff, but yes.
If you could have a mulligan already, I know we're only a few hours in, but I know that there's no way you can have a sense. Would you redo your bracket altogether? Because I would.
Yes, I definitely would. Xavier did not look good. No.
No, it's funny.
But they're in the same region as Houston in the Midwest, so maybe, you know, both teams look a little shaky.
But one thing that is good, if you have Arizona going far, if you look at that bracket, they lost to Princeton last night, but nobody, it's one of those brackets nobody's going to get. Nobody has Missouri in the Final Four. Nobody has, I don't even know if they won. I'm just saying, generally, yeah, they did. Nobody is going to get that bracket right. So you're not dead, even if you think you are right now. Don't you agree with that?
I agree. There's still a long way to go. Yeah. Even if you had Arizona, it's going to be tougher now. Let's hear a little bit of how that sounded yesterday, right after we got off the air. 15-seeded Princeton takes down 2nd-seeded Arizona.
The horn is going to sound. The Princeton Magic is alive and well. The Princeton Tigers upset Arizona. 15-2, 59-55 is the final score. The Tigers will advance to the second round.
Thank you to the Westwood One NCAA Radio Network for that and for all the sound you're going to hear today from the tournament. But I know. Another team from New Jersey, another 15 seed.
Yeah, but Princeton.
St. Peter's last year?
They're playing right to type. Their shorts look like they're right out of 1985. They're way too small.
Yeah.
Athletically, they don't look like they match up. They're not big. And they just play the sound offense. It reminds me of Pete Carrill back in the day.
I know.
And I'm sitting there, I'm watching yesterday. I said, Arizona, you cannot fall for this Princeton crap right now. I mean,
crap.
Listen, when I lit up
all the way to Dover.
Oh, come on! When I lit up Princeton JV back in the '90s, you think we would see that backdoor cut coming from a mile away? But it is that's this tournament. Is there going to be a 15-2 upset every year? Now we had, as you mentioned, St. Peter's earlier.
Yep, last year.
I'm angry.
Why?
I want to rip up my
wait,
bracket.
But hold on.
I just don't like any of this.
So you want just all the blue bloods to just go straight into the Sweet 16 or Elite 8? That's no fun.
I want my blue bloods. I don't care about. I'm not one of those guys who roots for Cinderellas. I want to be proven right. Although I do feel good about one. As I fully confessed on yesterday's show, former Villanova coach Steve Lapis' advice to go Duke. I took it,
Duke
and they looked amazing.
Duke is still a blue blood, even if they're a fifth seed. Duke, for goodness sake.
I have this little underdog out of Durham, North Carolina, going
yeah.
very far.
Never heard of him.
And I have University of Houston as my other team. They're a bit of an underdog, even though they're a number one seed.
Number one seed.
They're University of Houston. They're not North Carolina.
It doesn't count, Perloff. You got a Cinderella's got to be at least 12 or higher, right? From the 12th seed on. Up to 16.
Yeah, I guess you're right. One thing we mentioned earlier, Northern Kentucky. How come Northern Kentucky's front line is 6'9", 6'10", 7 feet tall? They looked like they could compete in the Western Conference right now. I don't get it. Very, very upset. But this has been a lot of fun, a great start to the tournament. I enjoyed watching you sweat Xavier. I have Xavier going to the 8. trying to play it cool.
Well, this is what's funny because, you know, I'm not going to pretend that I'm like, you know everything about Xavier's yeah. depth chart or whatever. It's like, go number 2.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, you told me to watch out for number 2.
Go 0.
Like you're an assistant coach.
I know.
And there was an kind of obvious loose ball foul with 2 seconds left. You're like, that's not a foul.
Listen, Gene Steratore, guest on this show.
Yeah.
Very popular in the chat, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. Gene Steratore, who's doing the rules official,
yeah.
right, for CBS, does it for the NFL, is now working the NCAA tournament. He said that was not a foul. He would not have called it.
Oh,
classic Gene.
Classic Gene. You were less biased about the Edwin Diaz Mets injury than you were about that foul. He could have basically taken a full swing and punched him in the stomach. You'd be like, that was nothing.
Come on, it's Xavier basketball. That's just how they play.
That's how Xavier rolls.
Yeah, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, taking calls on the NCAA tournament today. We'll keep you updated on all the latest. Again, if you'd like to listen to us across the country on CBS Sports Radio, that's awesome. You can also watch us, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio, where Two-Ton Tony has alerted me that I look like the Incredible Hulk today because I'm wearing green.
We're both wearing green. I think that's Kelly Green. You have the right green. I have sort of an olive green, which is doing nothing.
I know. I wore that color last year, and I believe I was told that doesn't count.
Yeah, sorry.
So tables are turned, Perloff. Boo hiss.
I don't know. There's a lot going on today, it being a Friday, St. Patrick's Day, the tournament. I had trouble focusing.
Right. So you got near green. You got green, just not the right shade.
Yes.
No excuses. Come on. Stu and I came up with the right green. Stu's wearing his Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
It's the only green shirt I own, to be honest with you.
Wait, are you a Notre Dame fan?
The women's Irish team is in the tournament. So there you go.
Yeah.
The men, no dice.
No. Stu, how's your bracket doing?
Not very well. Of the 16 games yesterday, I got 5 correct, so we're off to a good start.
There you go.
I still have my Final Four, at least, but other than that, it's not looking too great.
Ah, you're going to be fine.
I mean, if you tried to get 11 wrong, that would be hard.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, too.
Well done, Stu. We're all counting on you. Okay, we have some updates for you from the NFL world. We've got Alan Lazard, the newest member of, speaking of green, the New York Jets, gangrene. He was introduced to the media today, had this to say about the Jets' expectations with Aaron Rodgers at the helm now.
With Aaron Rodgers as quarterback, the possibility of wins always a thing. And with that being said, like, it's really the Super Bowl. You know, I think that's especially at the point of his career and everything and his ability. I mean, 4-time MVP winner. His caliber of play automatically elevates everybody's potential and abilities on the field immediately.
Okay. Well, Rodgers isn't technically a part of the Jets yet, but Lazard obviously talking very confidently there, as he should. It's going to happen. But it's funny because, Perloff, you and I were talking about, you know, Rodgers and Super Bowl expectations for the Jets, and we started thinking, like, all right, if you're ranking the top quarterbacks in the AFC,
yes,
would Aaron Rodgers be in your top five?
He's in mine.
He is in yours.
Yes. It's close.
He is not in mine.
Yeah, I mean, it's close. Don't get me wrong. It's not a layup.
And I think that the Jets are going to the Super Bowl, but if I'm ranking the top five quarterbacks in the AFC, again, it's close, and I know Rodgers had like a broken thumb last year.
Wait. What did you just say right before that? Did you say the Jets are going to the playoffs or Super Bowl?
Well, I said if we're talking Super Bowl, and I think they could go to the Super Bowl. I think that's the expectation.
Yeah.
I don't have Rodgers as the top five quarterback in the conference.
That's so weird, though. You're exactly right. I mean, if you sign Aaron Rodgers, Super Bowl makes sense. That's got to be the goal, at least. But you could easily argue. So I have him as number four.
Okay, so go through your top five list. Wait, do we need some Stu? I hate to do this to you. Stu is working as a one-man band today. Every time we ask you to do something, I feel like you're spinning plates already, and now we're like, here, Stu, can you also quickly handle this anvil that I'm about to hand to you? Yeah. We've got to be careful on Stu today. He's only one man.
This is going to be super tricky, and I don't think you're going to like my top five, and I don't like it either, but I have Patrick Mahomes number one. Not super.
Wait, you're not going to count down from five?
No, because I have Rodgers four, I want to explain.
Yeah. Number one.
I'm going to go one through five. Okay, Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Joe Burrow, that is, Josh Allen. Then I got four Rodgers.
Yeah.
I don't know where. So then it gets really tricky. I'm going to go off the board one wild card pick and say Deshaun Watson fifth.
Really? Okay, ooh. So we're doing this going into next year, not like off of last year, but who's going to be the best?
Yeah, so I looked at, and you know, I'll let you do yours because there's two names that are right there with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, so my number one is Mahomes, two is Burrow, three is Allen, so you and I are the exact same at the top.
Yeah.
Four, I put Justin Herbert.
Yeah, he's my tied for fifth or sixth.
And five, I put Trevor Lawrence, and the only reason I did that is because I mentioned Tua and Perloff shamed me out of it.
Well, what about Lamar Jackson?
We don't know where he's playing next year. Is he playing in the AFC? That was my out.
I needed an out, too. Okay, I didn't want to do Lamar Jackson. So... But do you really think that right now Trevor Lawrence is a better quarterback than Deshaun Watson?
I think going into this season, I mean, third year Trevor Lawrence made the playoffs in his second year, you know, erased a 24-0 hole in the playoffs. Like, I think Trevor Lawrence is like, we're watching it now. I think he's really good.
Yeah, I just...
I trust him.
I just know Deshaun Watson's really good.
I know Deshaun Watson's good, too, but wasn't good last year.
But he hadn't played for 2 years, and he wasn't bad.
Right.
He was kind of eh. Which is amazing considering he came in midseason on a team that was sort of falling apart. I don't even know who he was throwing to last year. Njoku was probably about it. So, yeah, believe me, I understand what you're saying. Also, I don't know that if you had like peak Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, he was a top five quarterback when he was
as good as Justin Herbert. So I think what we're saying is Deshaun Watson's not going to peak again. And I think there's a good reason to say that. All that baggage could easily weigh on him and the team isn't great.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence is right there for me. No, that's not radical. But you don't think...
I was going to put Tua in there. The problem is with Tua is I don't know how many games he's going to play.
Well, is Tua there because of his weapons or because of Tua? If you put Aaron Rodgers in Miami, then...
But that's like chicken and the egg stuff. Like, yes, the reason why I put Herbert there is because I think he's the better overall quarterback than Tua. He's got a better arm. You know, Justin Herbert might have the best arm in the league. But, yeah, but Tua's like great, you know... Tua was great. That offense was incredible when he was healthy.
That offense, was he great, though?
I thought so.
He was good. Okay. I think if Aaron Rodgers, first of all, he's going to be mad. You said this yesterday.
Yeah, talking about Incredible Hulk. He's going to look like that.
And he follows the Brett Favre formula. And Brett Favre, his first year, stunk with the Jets, got hurt halfway through the year, but was just unbelievable the second year. And I think you're going to see a high touchdown, low interception season.
Well, Aaron Rodgers always is low interception.
Yeah, so that's going to really push him above the edge. And you have this good defense. I think you're going to get 32 touchdowns, 8 picks from Aaron Rodgers, which I think gets him into this list this year.
Listen, it's right there. The motivation, it's funny about the Rodgers and the motivation, because you're right. I think that when he has the chip on his shoulder, he obviously plays really well. Yet at the same time, he did say he was 90% retired going into the darkness retreat. Yeah. It's not like he said I was 50-50. He said it was 90-10.
Favre retired twice and threw 33 touchdowns and 7 picks. Twice he retired, literally retired.
Okay, but, you know, Favre, that's not everybody, right?
Like, but they're the same person, apparently.
Well, I don't think they're the same person. But I wonder if other things for Rodgers, like, is he going to want to show up to the offseason program?
Yeah.
Is, you know, how 100% all in is he? I think it's, you know, far be it for me to question his motivation, but there also is a part of Rodgers where it's like, all right, you know, this is also the swan song.
Maybe, but it could also be the Tom Brady to Tampa Bay situation. One reason I'm actually confident that Rodgers will play well is that Nathaniel Hackett is there. Not that Nathaniel Hackett is the genius that Aaron Rodgers says he is.
No.
But he knows the terminology. He knows the offense. Everyone's got to learn it.
Here's the thing.
He's
going to
be comfortable.
The Hackett offenses, okay? Yeah. Like, let's really drill down.
Yeah.
When he's been offensive coordinator and when he hasn't had Aaron Rodgers, besides the 1 year in Jacksonville, these have not been awesome offenses in terms of the numbers.
So who cares? So with Aaron Rodgers, he's totally fine. He's good.
Yeah, but okay.
The point is Rodgers will not have to figure out a Josh McDaniels offense.
That's true.
So there's no reason he should take a giant drop off of last year, which was all messy anyway because of his broken finger. What kind of season do you expect out of Rodgers? I'm not saying, you know, forget Super Bowl, but do you think he'll be a good Aaron Rodgers, medium Aaron Rodgers?
I expect bleep you Aaron Rodgers. I really do.
That's MVP.
Yeah. Will that actually be an MVP?
That's not fourth best in the AFC. That's outplaying Josh Allen. That's outplaying Joe Burrow.
Well, here's the thing, though. Even if I'm expecting bleep you Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if I know he won the MVP 2 years ago and 3 years ago, but at this point, can he be better than Allen, Burrow, and Mahomes? Even at his peak right now, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I think Allen, Burrow, Mahomes, and a lot of these guys in the AFC, quite frankly, cancel each other out. And I also think Brady should have won the MVP 2 years ago, not Rodgers. They were 1-2. And Rodgers got it at the end, but I thought that Brady should have gotten it.
They were kind of like a Jokic Embiid situation. It really doesn't matter. They were about the same. You could argue either way. I agree with that. But here's the other thing, too. Are the Bills going to be a little worse this year?
You know, they haven't done much
in free agency. When you're paying your quarterback $180 million, that tends to happen.
Yeah, that tends to happen. Are the Bills better? No, they're not. They're not better. But if Von Miller can stay healthy, which is a big if, and if they find... No, they're not better. And I don't know what they're going to do at running back. If James Cook, they're actually going to try to run the ball a little bit more this year. But no, I cannot say confidently that the Bills are better.
But you're not paid. Did they cut Isaiah McKenzie? Yeah,
it's fine. They got the guy from who was at New Orleans. It's same thing. Isaiah McKenzie became unreliable.
Yeah,
that's why they had to bring back Cole Beasley at the end of the year.
So regardless of what we think of this AFC list, it is pure gold compared to the NFC, which we'll do later.
Yeah, we'll do our NFC top five. Looks a little bit different.
I think we could go 9 deep in the NFC before we got to. the AFC before we got to number 1 in the NFC.
You know what? You're kind of right. I don't know if it's 9 deep, but it's definitely only one player on my NFC would have cracked my top 8, I think, in the AFC.
Yep, me too.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We'll get to our NFC list in just a moment. We'll keep you updated on everything going on. Baylor pulling away from UC Santa Barbara. So we've got that going on. We also have some under-the-radar NFL moves we have to get. I just assume everyone's drunk already. Is that bad for me?
You're not drunk, though.
No, I'm not. But it's just after 3 o'clock Eastern time. It's St. Patrick's Day. I'm assuming everyone's pretty lit.
Nah, okay.
Wrong assumption?
For me, St. Patrick's Day and New Year's Day is a little bit of amateur hour for stay-at-home drinkers, which is actually most of America right now. So I would probably assume Friday any week.
It pretty much looks like this.
Yeah, I'm
everyone's
not sure.
Working from home, so
what's our chat called right now?
The Weedos and the Purple Drinkers?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, the laws have loosened up in most of the country, and they take full advantage of that. Love you guys. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we're glad that we're along with you today. Give us a call. Again, 855-212-4227. We're back in a minute on CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back on Maggie and Perloff. I am desperate to talk anything except college basketball right now because I'm so depressed about my stinking bracket, Maggie.
Well, I'm sorry. We're going to keep talking about college basketball.
Yeah, I need some wins today. I need a strong day, too. You don't win or lose the tournament in day one unless you had Arizona or Virginia in the Final Four. And you almost went down with the ship today with Xavier.
Phew. Dodged a bullet. Xavier pulls out a win over Kennesaw State.
I feel really good about Duke, by the way. And I know they're probably losing the next round, but man, did they look like a juggernaut last night.
Yeah, taking down Oral Roberts, who had been one of the hottest teams in the country. Like, all right, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Baylor, it is official. They win over UC Santa Barbara, so Baylor through to the second round, and we'll keep you updated on all the latest. I have apologies to Jim Rome, big UCSB guy.
Yeah, I'm showing off our Scott Drew signed basketball here.
Yeah. I remember when he came in, he had actually, before he got here, had Googled where Perloff and I both went to college, which I thought was a little, not psycho, but like bordering on, just to see what our allegiances were before he walked in the studio.
Well, he was sitting out in the green room waiting for Bob Huggins to be done berating us.
Bob Huggins, who definitely did not Google us before he came in.
Bob Huggins.
Nice enough guy, but
he put a little bit of a dipsy-doo on us because he was so nice before the interview started. It's like, oh, yeah, no, love New York, love New York. First question, why are you asking me that?
Yeah, yeah, he did.
He was messing with us from day one. And like you could see him half laughing after every response, but he was great.
Yeah.
Scott Drew's he's our guy, basically. He knows where I went to college, and I'll take that as calling him one of my best friends.
Yeah, he tried to guess by virtue of guessing the college basketball coach who was at my alma mater at the time, therefore deeply offending me because it was a college basketball coach who was there long before I got to GW. So thank you, coach, for thinking that I was 45. I'm not even 40 yet. So I was deeply offended.
Can't most people only name one GW coach anyway?
Yes, I wasn't
even,
there when Mike Jarvis was there.
Even someone in the business would not know that.
Said, oh, so you were there with Mike Jarvis? And like inside, I was like,
yeah, Dave,
no.
Who succeeded Mike Jarvis? Anyone well-known?
No. Well, Carl Hobbs.
Carl Hobbs.
Yes.
Hobbsy.
He's a Rutgers assistant.
Now. Yeah, he was a wonderful philosopher, as I recall.
Something like that. Let's go to our pal Jay is in Alabama, wants to talk about Aaron Rodgers. We're, Perloff and I, debating a little bit on what kind of motivation Rodgers is going to have.
Wait, can I just say real quick? Jay definitely knows all about Thomas Hobbes and Hobbesian philosophy. Am I right, Jay? Jay, you knew what I was talking about.
Thomas Hobbs. Actually, no, we have a Hobbs Island out here, but you probably got me on that one. But
okay. Yeah, I thought you read philosophy for fun.
I thought you did the great philosophers. We were talking about
Kant and all these
Thomas
people.
Paine.
Yeah, Thomas Paine. But I don't know everything now. I don't claim to be a know it all. Don't give me the title.
Jay, you know more than us.
don't put me. Nah, come on now. Don't set me up for failure right there.
Oh, dude, so sorry, so sorry.
We would never do that. Jay, what's on your mind about Rodgers?
No, okay. First of all, happy Thanksgiving, happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. Everybody in the chat, lay off the green beer. I know you purple drinkers and you smokers. Lay off the green beer. You're gonna have green diarrhea in the morning, or you might have diarrhea of the mouth by the night if you don't slow down. You guys know who I'm talking to.
Yeah, but Jay is his own philosopher, because that was wise. Yes.
Very wise, but because I've been there before, so okay. But anyways, as far as Aaron Rodgers, what is his motive? I don't know what his motivation is, and it is irritating. Do I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl? No. I mean, they're in the AFC. Are they going to get past the Bills? I know, Maggie, you hope not.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think so. And then are they going to get past KC? No, I don't think so. And if Tua does come back, and he's solid, you know what I mean? He's got a brain like a woodpecker to where he doesn't have to worry about concussions or anything like that. No, they're not getting past him either. So, like, I'm really kind of tired of it. And I know, like, I can't get mad at Aaron Rodgers for shenanigans, because I know it's not me he's messing with. It's you, the media, that he's messing with. But at the same time, it's still irritating. It's all outside. Last thing I want to get to, I had a very good night. Drove down to Birmingham, went and saw Auburn versus Iowa.
Like, nice.
Only message fun. I would say to everybody, instead of sitting in your man cave, watching these games on TV, yelling at your TV, your wife looking at you like you're crazy, get up, go buy you a ticket and see a game. It kind of telecast is cool, especially guys who are just talking about Jim Nantz. You had the great Jim Nantz making the game just mystifying for you and everything. But when you go see in person, it's just you're going to see a good game.
Yeah.
All that other stuff, all the other crap, none of that stuff matters. Like, you're there with good people. Everybody's in. I had people I didn't even know trying to buy me a drink. And I'm like, dude,
I got to save it up for St. Patrick's Day. Well, Jay, I think it's a good public service announcement about going to a game if you're in the area. And thank you for the call. Have a great St. Patrick's Day. But the thing is about watching the tournament at home, is it's just so money that you can just flip channels and have constant games. It's like Red Zone for college basketball. Like, the tournament on the couch is one of the great traditions.
Yeah, it's amazing. Or actually, even better tradition is if you're lucky enough to have TVs at work, to be on the company dime and watching basketball, maybe on your laptop. I'm not saying you should do that.
They still have the boss button, I noticed, on NCAA.com.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, where you can watch, and then the boss button takes you like right to the New York Times homepage or some fake thing.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm looking at different rankings of philosophers where Thomas Hobbes, and I see him as high as 5 and then as low as 17. I might do my own bracket of great philosophers. You know, Kant, Hume, Kierkegaard. Would you think this will get traction?
sure. Is there a social media platform just for nerds? By the way,
it's called Twitter.
I looked actually to see what the boss button is this year for NCAA.com. So you go to NCAA.com, you can watch all the games live. They have a boss button. And it used to be the New York Times homepage back in the day.
I think it also used to be a fake spreadsheet at one point.
Okay, now guess what it is. It's Boss GPT, the chat bot GPT, the AI, artificial intelligence that's basically going to take all of our jobs at some point and, you know, everything. It's now a chat GPT. New York Times out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I feel like people don't really go to work anymore, so there's really no need for this.
The boss button's really irrelevant.
There's certainly no one here.
No, it is a graveyard around here. But we've got each other, and we've got you, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We're also chatting with you, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. We're also on Sirius XM channel 158.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you're gonna match up Descartes versus Immanuel Kant, yeah. I think there's a bracket in the works, Maggie. I need to create a bracket here.
Can you get to 64 by the time?
Oh,
64. You're going to have philosophers like Tupac and Snoop. I mean, it's going to, you know, which might be a high seed, actually.
He'd probably win. Yeah. I'm already at 17. I've already handwritten people I vaguely read in college.
Rousseau sounds right.
Should I just do Western? I mean, or do I count like Aristotle, go all the way back old school? He's like the...
I'm going to be honest.
Like this Kentucky of this bracket.
Yeah, when I say it's your world and we're all living in it, this is now your world and you're the only one living in it.
Well, okay. I mean, fine. It is Friday. Don't people want to sit around and talk about the great philosophers and their contributions?
I'd rather rank the NFC quarterbacks, actually, if you don't mind. We rank the AFC. I mean, listen.
Some of these philosophers could probably start in the AFC.
Dig up the body of Aristotle and be starting for the Cardinals while Kyler Murray heals.
If I told you, I think I was right, David Hume, is he either a backup on the Lions or is he a great philosopher?
Maybe we play that game like we do quarterback audible or festival band.
Yeah, but it's going to be a lot of 18th century German names.
Well, I don't know. Is David Blau? Did he come up with
that? David Blau, Chris Streveler could go either way. Is it Chris Streveler? Yeah. He was the. By the way, did the Bucs sign a backup quarterback? They did, didn't they?
No, they have Baker.
No, I'm sorry, the Bills.
Oh, the Bills. Not yet.
They did not?
No.
Eagles got Marcus Mariota, not a philosopher. It's interesting. I'm so fascinated with this back. Promise me we'll talk backup quarterbacks later today. Backup quarterbacks.
Playing
and
all
philosophy.
The hits today. Philosophers, backup quarterbacks.
Drop your bracket. It's time to get nerdy with Perloff.
Honestly, if someone's tuning into this for the first time and they're enjoying St. Patrick's Day, they're going to be like, what the heck did I just stumble upon? Oh, man. 855-212-4CBS. I thought Jay made a good point, though, about even if Rodgers is as motivated as can be, and even if he comes in and he's ticked off at Mark Murphy or the media or whoever he's got an axe to grind against, just because he's motivated like that doesn't mean there aren't 100 obstacles standing in the way. And by obstacles, I mean Mahomes, Burrow, Josh Allen, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert, Deshaun Watson, if Lamar Jackson is still in the AFC. I mean, I could go on and on.
Yeah, but
I mean, who thinks the Pittsburgh Steelers are missing the playoffs 2 years in a row? Okay, I mean, at your own risk, because Pittsburgh always finds a way to win games, no matter who's at quarterback. So, to me,
I don't know. I mean,
this is not going to be such an easy slam dunk. The expectations are going to be high, but the execution on this is not going to be easy for them.
Well, there's a lot of unknown. We often overrate March signings.
I didn't mention Russell Wilson. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Last year we did the same thing. I know. And the NFC East just destroyed the entire AFC. I think it's not going to be as lopsided as you think it is, or we think it is. I just think some of these teams are not going to work out. I wouldn't be surprised if a team like the Chargers fell off. I wouldn't be surprised if the Browns struggled. I wouldn't be surprised if the Ravens took a step back. I mean, none of these teams, first of all, the Chargers peak at 11 wins. They can't get passes. All these teams get hurt, Maggie. Yep. The Broncos had more injuries than any team in the league last year. Why is that going to change?
I don't know, but with Sean Payton now with Russell Wilson, do we think it's going to be the out-and-out disaster that it was last year? Absolutely not.
I like them, but I will bet you, as lopsided as it seems on the quarterback front, I'll bet you by the end of the season, the NFC is probably will have a 500 record against the AFC. Because just like last year. Last year, for some reason, the NFC just kind of had a really good record to get interconference against AFC.
I get it, but if you just want to go by quarterbacks, which we know becomes the most important thing, then you can't look at the AFC and think, oh gosh, Rodgers is going to cakewalk here. And what's funny is we had our buddy Aaron Nagler on the show yesterday, who is the founder of Cheesehead TV, so to get the pulse of really what the Packer fans going through. And we asked what the expectation is for Jordan Love in year one. And he said playoffs. Playoffs is the expectation, whether winning the division, he didn't rule that out, or the wild card, however you get in, getting into the playoffs is the expectation. And when you think about the NFC and the path being much easier, I'm not saying there's no good teams in the NFC, but the path is definitely easier. Who actually has a better shot at making the playoffs next year? because you could say it's the Packers just by virtue of playing in the NFC, whereas the Jets could have Rodgers and a great defense and all that, but you still have the who's who creme de la creme quarterbacks in the league that you're going to have to face at some point.
All right, Trevor Lawrence, 1-4 against the NFC last year.
Whatever, okay.
Yeah, I'm...
Won a playoff game last year.
Yeah, in against the Chargers.
Okay, but won a playoff game. You know, we talk about guys who, you know, Dak Prescott and Kirk Cousins and how many playoff games they win. Trevor Lawrence in year two won a playoff game.
Dak won a playoff game this year.
And that was his second of his whole career.
But that wasn't enough for everybody.
No, it wasn't because they fell short against the 49ers.
Yeah, because he's a Cowboy, so he has to go out. Anyway, regardless of the point, I just don't think the AFC is so far above. You're right. These are an impressive list of quarterbacks. But how many of these situations are going to fall apart? They just are. I hate to say it. Rodgers
could fall. Not all of them, though.
Yeah. I mean, say, yeah, but then again, the NFC has some potentially really good teams. We could get into where the Packers fit in, but
okay.
Are the Packers even, are they the worst team in their division?
No.
Who's worse?
Gotta see it from the Bears. Listen, the Bears are winning March right now.
Yeah.
But as you always say, that means that absolutely nothing.
Doesn't mean anything, but that's where we are, where you're right. The Jets are in a crowded field, but the Packers, we have no idea.
All right, we'll get more into the NFC side of this in just a moment. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. You're welcome to join along. Again, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. We've got a lot more to do. Check on the NFC right after this CBS Sports Update with Rich Ackerman.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time to ask the pros, where you can ask us the questions, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet your question at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show when we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Trey McDonald in the chat, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio is where you can find the Weedos. What's on everyone's dinner menu tonight? I've got corned beef in the slow cooker, Irish soda bread in the oven, and a key lime pie to whip up. That sounds awesome.
Wow. Key lime pie because it's green?
Yeah. And that's a good way to end that meal. Yeah. A little sour, but, you know, sweet and sour.
There's no bad occasion for key lime pie, but it feels like a little stretch to get into your menu there. I like it.
Well, what would be a dessert?
Did he say soda bread?
Yeah, soda bread.
Yeah, I guess
so. But soda bread's not super sweet.
Yeah, it's highly caloric, as I recall. I don't know. Yeah.
We got into a soda bread kick during the pandemic, and I must have eaten my weight in soda bread.
Soda bread, it's too dangerous. Don't even get me started on things like
that.
The
whole thing is gone. Like, you have two bites, and then all of a sudden it's gone.
That's how I got involved in the peanut butter challenge, because peanut butter was one of those things where I couldn't control how much I ate.
Yeah.
Really good bread, it's very dangerous.
It's so good. That is dangerous. And the corned beef and cabbage.
I love corned beef and cabbage.
Awesome. Yeah.
By the way,
yellow mustard with
when is the corned beef and cabbage coming to the studio? I actually haven't seen it yet.
You think that there's corned beef and cabbage getting delivered today?
I assume.
What would give you that impression?
I don't know. Isn't that, don't most workplaces deliver corn? Dude, you worked on this, right?
Yeah.
There's like six people here today. I don't know. I don't think that's in the cards.
It's like a summer Friday around
Stu,
here.
Stu, I thought you had extra time because you obviously didn't work on preparing your bracket.
I did not, clearly.
You had hours to kill.
Yes.
Yeah, watching the Lakers. I'm
5-11 on day one. That is amazing. That's epic, dude.
That's all time.
That's all time.
All time worse for me.
All right, we got to get over to the NFC because Perloff and I are, you know, locked in a agreement, disagreement on how easy or hard it's going to be for Aaron Rodgers to navigate his way through the AFC, which, by the way, like, not done yet. Rudy's in the chat. He's like, I'm nervous that this is going to fall through.
Could be.
It's not going to fall through.
I mean, the AFC is basically nine awesome quarterbacks anyway. I honestly, even if you put a guy five, like, I think Justin Herbert's amazing, and I didn't put him in my top five list. So it doesn't matter. You're right. The NFC is a stretch.
Okay, so our top five NFC quarterbacks.
You can go
this
first.
One, this one you can go 5-1.
Yeah.
Let's count
why
backwards.
Why don't you go first? Because I went first last time.
Okay. My top five NFC quarterbacks, and this is going into next year. Number five, I had Jared Goff on the list. And I can't believe I have Jared Goff on the list.
He's two on some people's NFC list.
Oh, on some people who might be in the studio?
No, not my list. I mean, his numbers were outstanding last year. You're kind of taking into account the offense, indoors, everything.
I don't like the fact that Jamal Williams is gone, but we'll talk about the Lions.
He's got Jameson Williams coming back.
Yeah, that's true. Number five on my list, Jared Goff. Number four on my list of NFC quarterbacks, Justin Fields.
Yeah.
DJ Moore this year, I think you're going to see the progression of Justin Fields. Number three on the list, I got to give it to Kirk Cousins. I mean, he always comes through with the numbers. And high seed for the Minnesota Vikings last year, even if we all knew that was a little bit on shaky ground. Number two on my list, NFC quarterbacks, is Dak Prescott. And number one is your boy, Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Thank you, Stu.
Wow. The only thing I didn't put...
Felt bad leaving Geno off on this list, by the way.
Yeah, I looked at Geno. My only difference is I had Goff five. Then I put Stafford there. And the reason I think... McVay came back. It has to be, you know, he has to try here, right?
Stafford plays five games this year.
Why, though? He's 35 years old.
He had a spine injury last year.
Peyton Manning won an MVP after a spine injury.
Yeah, but is he going to get infused neck surgery? And by the way, Peyton Manning wasn't like, you know, the fourth neck procedure was the one that really put him out.
You know, they gutted their defense a little bit, but they still have a lot of weapons around there in L.A. And they got McVay... Don't you think just Sean McVay himself is worth three spots in this? Justin Fields, I love him as a runner, but he was not a sharp passer last year.
He had nobody.
Come on.
He
could have had a million guys. That offense was going nowhere next year. You think if he gets better receivers, all of a sudden he's going to throw 30 touchdowns?
I don't know if he's going to get to 30, but I bet he throws 25.
Okay. Yeah.
Keep going.
Honestly, I would put you put Fields over Jones, Daniel Jones?
I did. Yep. Daniel Jones did not make my top five. I'm sorry, but this is your list.
Okay, so I went Goff, Stafford, Cousins, Dak, Jalen. I'm surprised you had Dak number two.
I did because, I mean, I don't think that Dak is going to be, well, I have no idea, but the interceptions at the end of the season, I mean, he was clearly pressing, but like you said several times, those were not all his fault.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, they rarely are for quarterbacks, but... Those were not all his fault, and I don't think you're going to see those types of that seems like the outlier. He's not a high interception guy.
Right. It was a bit of a mess with the receivers. They could use some continuity there because Dak went out with the hand injury early. I think they need a receiver, though. They need an Odell Beckham. They need somebody.
You see the latest on Odell Beckham where he wants to go, allegedly.
What the
New York Giants.
The Giants, right. But isn't there a rumor the Giants have no interest in that price tag?
I can't imagine they would.
Yeah, I think that seems like a long shot. The Jets, of course.
Giants made the move for Paris Campbell and then Darren Waller, obviously. They made the trade.
Then they re-signed Slayton as well.
And they re-signed Slayton.
So, yeah, they're going to a Daniel Jones run for his life season again. Yeah. Anyway, that's besides the point. I really think that Dak, he was just looking at CeeDee Lamb by the end of the season, and it caused a lot of problems against San Francisco. He just didn't trust his other wide receivers. You know, I've become the show's Dak supporter.
Yeah, you have.
Give him some help, and I think they'll be okay. Mike McCarthy's a play caller. It does make me nervous, by the way. Is this a strength? Is this an addition
to the
Cowboys?
I think it's going to be better.
Are you positive?
I'm not positive, but I think it's going to be better. As long as he's not lying about going to visit the guys at Pro Football Focus again.
And this is not 2008 where you're going to shock people with the West Coast offense, Maggie. I do not know what Mike McCarthy's offense is going to look like.
Trey, again in the chat, before talking about his corned beef and cabbage, asking now, why not Carr?
Carr, I looked at too.
Yep.
Jim, you know,
Carr is a top five, though.
He's indoors. He's probably going to put up some numbers. I don't love the coaching staff there. So,
but Carr has a good case. I like the Saints signing Jamal Williams because Carr had issues in the red zone last year, and now they just hand the ball off. Jamal Williams had 17 touchdowns last year.
There are very few running backs who move the needle, and I'm not sure I'm going to put Jamal Williams.
Well, I'm just saying you have, like, now more red zone threats with Jamal Williams.
Okay. That's really going to move the needle for you?
It might help. His numbers could look, you know.
No, Derek Carr should have good numbers. I mean, listen, Andy Dalton had the second best season of his life and went 8-9 last year because in New Orleans you can throw the ball easily. I just worry about Derek Carr that how he handles pressure. It feels like, and Stu, you know this, you hit Derek Carr really hard early in the game, and you're not getting the A-list Derek Carr.
Yeah, he fades. He fades once he, you know, sees the pressure, gets hit a few times, gets knocked around. Yeah, that's definitely an issue for him.
What about motivated Derek Carr season? We were talking about motivated chip on your shoulder Rodgers season. Do we get a motivated chip on your shoulder Derek Carr season? What does that look like?
That's fair. I think that's very fair. You could see a little something there. Yeah.
He was ticked off.
He had an all-star team on his team last year and threw 24 touchdowns and 14 picks.
I know, because he wasn't a culture fit, quote-unquote.
Obviously, him and McDaniels were obviously not on the same page. McDaniels
imagine how bad that must have been behind the scenes. I mean, kudos, it never really got out. Remember Derek Carr was crying at the press conference because of what guys go through just to get to practice?
Little passive-aggressive, if you ask me.
You don't think the Carr's a culture fit either. You're not a big Carr guy.
Actually, the Carr's a really nice guy, but I do think he's a bit sensitive, and you cannot put a sensitive guy with Josh McDaniels because he's apparently as old school as they get. He's from the Parcells mold. And so, no, I didn't think that was a culture fit at all. Hmm. Dennis Allen and Derek Carr does not thrill me either.
The future of the WBC, could it be in danger after the Edwin Diaz injury? We can talk to a Hall of Famer next. John Smoltz is going to join us. Talk a little baseball. Do that. We'll keep you updated on the tournament as well. John Smoltz, big Michigan State guy. The Spartans advance past USC. We got so much to do. Glad to have you on this Friday, St. Patrick's Day. It's Maggie and Perloff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.